Had my mic up there a little bit. Never want to get caught singing on the air. You know, there's a law against that with me. Jerry Bader Show. That's the Doors. 9:35. So what should Republicans do now? If Cruz, Lee, et al. Were right, here we are. This is right where they wanted to be at the shutdown. Obviously, they should not offer anything. I agree completely. And it does matter. It does matter who the public blames more here, because that's going to dictate who folds first. Tom on the road. Tom, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're Paul Ryan hit it right on the head. And maybe the Republicans need to take it just a little step further with the everybody has to pay their fair share. Obama ran on 2012 about everyone having to pay their fair share. Push that point so that Congress has to pay their fair share. Unions have to pay their fair share. The big business companies that have all gotten their exceptions all have to pay their fair share. And let Obamacare over this period, people see how terrible it is, and it just falls apart by itself.
Okay, and which is what I've advocated. And here's the other thing, Tom, thanks for the call. You're absolutely right about that. Media trackers reporting today the website that Wisconsinites are supposed to go to has crashed already. As they're saying, I think it's a double-barrel shotgun that they use there. That, look, here's how bad it is, and they want it out. And you pound and you pound and you pound on that. Now, something else. There's this notion that government, and it is, and Ron is right, Ron Johnson earlier is right, that we have reached a dysfunctionality in some ways that we've never had before. Here's why. Because, and we've been saying this for the entire Obama era, we're at a crossroads. We're fighting for two distinct ideologies of what America should be. And they are so shockingly different that there's really, there's no other way but to hunker down. And in that regard, that would make, oh, someone got in. A listener says, I just got in. Should I sign up to the Obamacare website? On the other hand, though, liberals are trying to say that this new Tea Party mentality is why we're so divided. Dylan Matthews at the Washington Post last week had a piece. Today's playbook email from Politico starts with an excerpt from Chris Matthews' new book, Tip and the Gipper, When Politics Worked, about the relationship between Matthews' former boss, House Speaker Tip O'Neill, Massachusetts Democrat, and President Ronald Reagan. Matthew argues that O'Neill and Reagan's relationship represented a now-gone era of bipartisan cooperation where things got done. During this period, government met its deadlines, Matthews writes. Members of Congress listened and acted. Debates led to solutions. Shutdowns were averted. Well, the government shut down seven times when O'Neill was Speaker and Reagan President, and they were real shutdowns, too, given that they occurred after Jimmy Carter's Attorney General Benjamin Civiletti issued opinions in 1980 and 81 saying that the funding gaps had to lead to at least partial shutdowns of government functions. Again, this happened seven times when it was Tip and the Gipper. I went looking at these. Why these shutdowns happen. Let's see. Let's get into the Reagan era here. Here's, in fact, I want to just mention one. I found the reasons for all of them. December 18th, 1987. Now, it lasted just 2 days, or one day, however you want to look at it. The Democrats, who now controlled both the House and the Senate, opposed funding for the Contras and wanted the FCC to begin reinforcing the Fairness Doctrine. It was in April of 1987. That the Fairness Doctrine was struck down by the Reagan FCC. By August 1988, Rush Limbaugh was on the air. Democrats saw that coming. By the way, why were they afraid of this? This is really instructive. Why did they force a government shutdown to get the Fairness Doctrine enforced once again? because they knew who was going to win in the free marketplace of ideas. Just think about that. The Fairness Doctrine meant liberals could get all over the radio and do their thing. Liberals knew it wasn't going to happen that way. Why? Because they knew they owned everything else, and the missing segment of the mass media was a conservative voice or voices. They knew that. They feared it. That one ended. They yielded on the Fairness Doctrine in exchange for non-lethal aid to Contras. And then there's the big shutdown of 1995. But it's 1986, October. A dispute over multiple issues between the Democrats-controlled House and President Reagan and the Republican Senate forced a shutdown. The Democratic-controlled House dropped many of their demands in exchange for a vote on their welfare package and a concession of the sale of the then-government-owned Conrail. This has happened before, and Democrats have done it. And it happened 7 times. And I saw a video where Chris Matthews trying to say, no, that's not the same. That's not the same. All right, we're going to move on to other things. Couple of things. Just ponder this. Jason, the last time the Pittsburgh Steelers were 0-4, Terry Bradshaw was still in college. He was a junior in college, 1968. He was the first player taken in the draft by the Steelers in 1970. They did only go 1-13, though, so they must have won that game in 69. They must have won that game early in the season because they went 1-13, but they didn't go 0-4. And that 1-13 is what earned them the right to Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger says, yeah, we might be the worst team in the NFL. I don't know. Do they play the Jags? If they play the Jaguars, somebody's got to win that game. I suppose it could end in a tie. Then there's this. Dear Jerry, I saw this the other day and just needed to share this with you. While shopping in Oshkosh on Saturday, and this is a listener from central Wisconsin, my wife and I visited a tent sale. We had not known it was there. This was totally impromptu. While strolling through the racks and racks of sportswear, we found bargains for Brewer and Packard t-shirts for $4, not too shabby, along with plenty of other sports teams that shall not be named. While finishing up our shopping and heading for the register, I noticed the rack of Brewer's Majestic jerseys right next to the checkout area. The sign above them said $4.99. Listen to this, Jason. Sign said $4.99. These are the ones that sell for around $60 at major retailers. So I figured they must be old holdovers like Fielder or Turnbull, but no, they were all good old number 8. Every last one of them, hundreds of them. I looked and looked and looked through them just to make sure they all said Braun. Took a while, and I saw countless potential customers see the price, walk over, turn over the jersey, see the name on the back, and just walk away. I started people watching just to pass the time while the wife looked fruitlessly for children's apparel. Boy, does this all sound familiar. Anyway, and no one purchased a jersey. However, my wife, being the consummate sales shopper, did grab one. She's pregnant, likes to wear jerseys for her baby bump. Well, $5, you could use it to paint the house. You can alter it. As a Brewers fan, I fear the team, not just Braun, but him as well, is going to have a giant hill to climb next year when they get their left fielder back in the lineup. If you cannot give away his jersey, let's face it, they were selling them that cheaply. They paid next to nothing, if anything, for them. Can you still fill the seats with him on the field, not to mention sales of souvenirs and apparel? The post-C-League era of Milwaukee baseball has seen a huge turnaround. But can this one player and his deeds undo it all? Can a loss of potential revenue like this be enough to sink the team, even move them to another city? I dread the thought. Now, that is a gross overstatement. That, no, they're not going to fail and they're not going to move to another city. That won't happen. However, Jason said something during the break. He's not even remotely excited about next year for the Brewers because of Ryan Braun. They don't know yet how badly this is going to hurt them. I don't know how badly this is going to hurt them. Interesting, I mentioned the Steelers being 0-4. Of course, the Pirates are in the playoffs. Could be briefly, but the Pirates are in the playoffs. And the city has just completely embraced them because the Pirates have stunk for some 20 years now. It will be very interesting to see. Oh, another listener got through to the Obamacare website. OMG, get through all of that and get a message saying my account could not be created at this time. System is unavailable. I knew I should have given the PBS radio station call letters. Yeah, if you try the Obamacare website, you can share your stories with us. That's fine. All right, we're going to get on to a one is right and what is wrong topic here in 3 minutes and spend some time on it. This happened at a Wisconsin high school. Was it the right or wrong thing to have happen? It's 9:47.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.